The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So Otto pulled out the coffin for a special appearance, or at least he made it special. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You have to clarify what a coffin is, Dana.
It's this big thing. It's giant, and it has wheels on it.
It's called a DJ coffin.
And he puts turntables. Anthony, he puts these giant turntables where you really play records on it inside this coffin, and then he wheels it out.
It's about the size of an actual coffin.
Oh, you could put somebody in there.
Yeah.
It's something I would see on Dateline.
It's definitely old school. It's known as the Wheels of Steel.
Okay.
Well,
Otto had an appearance. He said, you know what? I'm going to make this a little special. I'm not going to take the CD, whatever they're called.
The controller.
I'm taking out.
I took actual vinyl and turntables, and it was amazing. I'm not going to lie, carrying that big coffin was a lot more work than I thought it was going to be, but I parked pretty close to where I needed to be.
But it also, it made things special. It wasn't just ordinary.
I will say,
it was extraordinary.
The young people who walked by were like, oh my, are those turntables? Is that vinyl? Yeah, a lot of them had never seen it before.
Yeah, and old people were like, oh, I got that at the house.
Yeah, they were not impressed, exactly.
Yeah, they were.
What prompted you to do that? What made you want to say, I'm taking the vinyl out?
I just wanted to elevate the event. I wanted to make it look better, to be honest. And I knew I was going to be standing out there, and there's going to be a lot of people, and I could go with a tiny little controller that I have, and it would have been a lot easier to carry around, but I went with the 100-pound coffin instead.
And it worked, and I can relate. I think about holiday dinners. You know, when we used to host the entire family at our Casa House, I had to show out, Anthony. I had to elevate the experience. I would do 6 to 8 courses, bring out the good dishes, all the good flatware. I have a pie server. Like, bring the pie server out. Like, things like that. Like, things that I never use. Now that it's just us, it's like paper plates. You know, you want to make sure that everyone who attends has an experience. And you elevate it by doing something a little special.
When I
don't serve fancy dinner on the good dishes, I don't have to wash the paper plates. So anyway. Okay, Anthony A., what do we have for National Day?
It is National Soccer Day.
Soccer mania here in the U.S.
Football.
After the World Cup. Football, goal! People finally understand why the rest of the world has made soccer the number one sport.
I am one of those people.
I know, Otto. You think you're such an expert now.
I'm not an expert, but I'm definitely sold on it.
All right, what do we have next, Anthony A.?
And we'll wrap up today by honoring the Buffalo Soldiers. It is National Buffalo Soldier Day.
Oh, Buffalo Soldier. They were in the Army. This was all black infantry. 1860-ish, 66, something like that. They were given their names by Native Americans because of their fierce fighting and their hair.
Oh.
They said that they wanted to name them the Buffalo Soldiers to honor them. So anyway, Google Buffalo Soldiers. Check it out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The world's most exclusive dating app. We got the scoop.
Ooh.
And so many people are saying it's so hard to find love, blah, blah, blah. So why not try the elitist? I don't know. It's called Raya. And our good friend, we'll call him BC, is on the phone. He's actually a member. How did you get on this app, Raya?
I was referred by a friend.
Okay, so do you need a reference to be on there?
Yes, you need a reference. And then they also check your background to see who you are and make sure that you are actually somebody. Not just an everyday average Joe like Anthony A. Sorry, I had to do it.
I know. It was wide open. You had to. Mm-hmm. I do like the fact that they do background checks.
Yeah, you say a background check, do they like criminal background or like professional background?
Yeah, professional background.
So the next question, is there a salary requirement?
I don't think there's a salary requirement. They don't ask you that or anything.
Okay, so there's no minimum salary requirement. Okay. Must your photo, like do they have accept a certain type of photo or can it be any photo? It doesn't matter.
It can be any photo. I mean, you have to be accepted before you even upload photos.
Oh my gosh. Okay. How do you connect with people? Like how do you match per se?
I mean, it's kind of like really any dating app, like how you match.
Okay.
So there's nothing really out of the ordinary when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can. I would say the one thing is you can't take any screenshots.
Oh, wow.
Take one, you get a warning. You take two, you get kicked off.
Really?
I kind of like that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell my girlfriends about this, but I don't know if any of them are on there. I've got to ask. Now, have you met anybody interesting?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you're not going to tell us, how many of these interesting people have you met?
A couple, let's say two, actresses.
No way!
Adult kind, yeah.
Yeah.
No!
There's adult actresses on there?
Yes.
Wow.
I guess that makes sense. They're not going to go slumming on Bumble or whatever.
Well, I mean, they probably are on Bumble, but they're probably in Raya because of the background checks.
I think you're giving everybody a little too much faith here. Have you have you ever been catfished on there?
No, never have. But I have actually seen some pop stars on there.
Oh.
Well, give us names.
Camila was on there, and then Kesha.
Okay, so Camila Cabello is on there. Okay, for sure. Kesha is on there. You know the party doesn't start till she walks through the door. Okay, and then who else?
That's the only ones I've seen. Oh, I have some friends that seen like other pop stars on there.
Did you swipe right on Camila Cabello?
Of course. you're going to swing.
You got to shoot your shot.
Yeah, I passed on Kesha.
Oh, dang. Oh, my gosh. If you passed on Kesha, I can't even imagine. I would never want to be on these apps because nobody would ever click on me. It'd be horrible. I'm so glad we're married on
it. I was going to say, this is one of the days I'm very glad we're married.
Me too.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
38 years ago, two boys, baby boys, left the hospital with their separate families. Just a few months ago, they found out they were switched at birth.
Oh.
Absolutely insane. Kyle Bylan took a DNA test, and he discovered that he was not related to his mother. So before he said anything to his family or anything, saying to his family, he reached out to the person he matched with on Ancestry DNA as his biological aunt to find out more about how this could have happened.
My aunt Martha and I were on Ancestry.com. I had done further DNA testing on my raising mom, Evelyn Newton, that came out conclusively. She was biologically my brother's mom, but she didn't match with me on the platform. Martha and I started talking and I said, does your family have a connection to North Dakota in the 1980s? And she said, well, yes, you know, my sister Liz lived there in the 1980s. When were you born? And I said, well, I was born January 26, 1988. She's like, wow, that's when my nephew Jeremy was born. She kind of concluded and said, basically, look, Kyle, I think the only way to explain this is that you were switched at birth. We would love to find out what happened and whom or what might be accountable for this. And raising awareness for the incident itself, for all we know, this is something that could have happened more than once.
Imagine. He finally told his family. He had to. He's like, okay, guys, I'm not related to you.
I mean, babies do kind of look alike.
And they all do. They kind of do. Two little white babies at the hospital. So then, obviously, he had to contact his biological family. The man, who was a baby boy at the time, he's now 38, Jeremy Sullivan, called up the hospital.
He's like, I have a complaint to
make. Yeah, a big complaint.
January 26, 1988, only Kyle and I were born in that hospital that day. They said that the records and everything, it's all too old, and they're claiming statute of limitations.
What?
But the statute of limitations is from the moment you find out. How am I supposed to find out at a one-year-old baby when DNA testing isn't even invented yet? A DNA test is not going to take away 38 years of memories.
Hospital's like, too bad. It's been too long.
They act like 1988. Was that long ago?
Oh, I mean, this is the 1900s. That's a long time ago. It doesn't matter. The fact that they don't want to be held accountable is wrong. I'm certain that this family's going to take the hospital to court because that's just wrong.
Well, the other thing I was just thinking of, there's only two babies born that day and you got them mixed up.
You're going to mess up the two babies?
Pay attention.
I don't, for real. Like, come on.
Somebody wasn't on doing
their
job that
day. I wouldn't want to know. I'm telling you right now, you can hear the sadness in both of their voices. In just the tiny bit of moments we played them. Imagine finding out that the person who nurtured you and raised you, your mother, is not your mother. That is just, to me, mind-boggling. The depression I would face knowing I missed 38 years of my real family, but I love this family.
I'm just going to flip your life upside down.
For sure. And I think I would want to know, though, because there's going to be certain traits and certain things that happen throughout your life that you're going to question. And now you know, like, oh, okay, maybe that's why I don't act like that. And I'm not my mother's son.
What if your biological family is poor and you grew up with a rich family?
Well, you're already 38, 39.
Now you gotta go hang out with the other family? What if my life is really good and the other family's wacko? Come on.
When you're reconnecting with family, that's always a situation. I've never been in nothing like this, but I did reconnect with my older sister later on in adulthood. I was about 25 when
Anthony,
I first met her.
Yeah, I remember you.
And that happened through a mutual person passing away, and I posted a photo of me and my dad on Facebook, and then she messaged me. And there is that nervousness of like, oh my God, what if this person is just crazy or I don't know them at all? But fortunately enough for me and my situation, my sister's just been one of the best blessings of my life.
Oh, I love to hear that. So you had no idea that you had a sister. Like, your dad never talked about her to you and your brother?
My dad has never talked to us about her, but my mom and my older brother's mom had talked to us.
Oh,
about
so you
her.
Already
so I had
knew
known about her?
Yeah.
I just had never been able to make contact with her because even when I went back to like her high school records and stuff, mm-hmm. they wouldn't give me that information.
Oh.
Well, I'm so glad she reached out though, because I know you have a great relationship with her now. Happy ending.
I recently did ancestry.com and I
Ancestry
thought,
DNA,
and I thought I was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, find out all this stuff about my family. And then right away, something comes up and I'm like, who's that person?
And it came up like she's my sister or something.
What is going on here? And her name's Misty. And I don't know anyone named Misty. So I call my sister.
And she didn't pick up the phone.
And then finally, I get my sister back on the phone. And I'm like, who's this Misty woman?
You thought it was like a sister? Maybe your dad
I thought my dad had maybe had another kid and we didn't know about it. And it turned out to be, it was my aunt. And she did her ancestry DNA under her cat's name. Like, really? I had to call her.
She didn't use her own name.
She didn't use her real name. She used her cat's name.
God. Damn you, Misty.
Threw me off
Damn
there
you.
For a good half anyway. An hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, look. If you've taken an ancestry DNA test, what was the most shocking thing you found out? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Chris Brown just pled guilty to the case where he was accused of hitting a man in the face with a bottle at a London club, which means he might miss the last half of the tour that he's on right now with Usher because he's scheduled to be in London in October for his sentencing. Remember, he's already said, okay, I'm guilty. I did it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't once. He hit
there's
the man twice
no
in the face.
It.
Yeah, there's no denying it. Here's my thing. Has Chris Brown finally learned his lesson, and will the judge give him some grace? And here's why I think maybe one of his maids was attacked by his dog, and he paid her, and then she took him to court, and the judge sided with her, and he gave her more money. He hasn't been arguing about it. He hasn't uploaded anything crazy about it. In this case here, he just pleaded guilty. He didn't fight it. Also, after the hearing, when he went outside the courtroom, he stopped to sign autographs. He talked to people. He took photos. Is this finally Chris Brown, like 40 years old, finally realizing, I can't just get away with whatever?
You know, he's free on bail right now because he put up $6.7 million. This is carrying a maximum sentence of 3 years in prison.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe he's finally come to terms with you can't just run wild. You can't do bad things to people, you know?
I would like to think he has, and especially with maybe like the guidance of Usher now that he's working closer with him, that Usher will kind of help him keep him, you know, level-headed because you really don't ever hear of Usher being in situations.
No,
like
you don't,
too.
Anthony, no.
But then also, I don't know if he'll ever change because he's still like running around dry humping random ladies in concerts, so
Anthony,
maybe old habits die hard.
They're paying for that.
Oh, true. Point.
They help with the bail money. All right. His sentencing is October 26th, so we'll see what happens. Be right back. Brought to you by Chick-fil-A.